This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1000, 10 takeaways from 15,000 minutes of All Ears English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Welcome to episode 1000. We made it. Today, we celebrate together and we highlight 10 key takeaways for you from the first 1000 episodes. Today, let's enjoy this massive milestone as the All Ears English community.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. Oh my gosh, I am so excited about today's episode.
Oh my God, this is a big day. What is going on today? What is so exciting about today?
Well, this is the 1000th episode of All Ears English. Can you believe it?
It's so crazy. I never thought we'd get here, but I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, this is, I mean, that sounds unbelievable. 1000? Like what?
Clearly we love podcasting because we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't love it. You know, like I think it's my favorite activity in All Ears English is podcasting more than videos, more than anything else is just getting on the microphone with you and Jessica.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, it's so much fun for me too. It's like, oh, it's just, it's funny because it's almost like relaxing.
Yeah.
In a way. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can think about is talking, having a good time. I mean, how many hours, I wonder, have we spoken to each other?
So many. I mean, you came on board around episode 200, right? And every episode's about 15 to 20 minutes. So just do the math right there and you'll get it, right? But we're not going to do that right now. But
No. Yeah, nobody wants to hear me do math.
That's awesome. So yeah, it really crept up on us, right?
Yeah.
And Michelle, we used the word milestone. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, a milestone is like a really important time or event that's like really key. So maybe hitting like a sweet 16.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Or, you know, getting married or important events. So you would say that this is a milestone, I think, episode 1000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think it is. And I'm so excited because I'm going to the podcasting conference next week in Philly. And I'm going to learn more about how we can make All Ears English even more awesome for our listeners. It's going to be good. So,
great. Michelle, I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, I thought today, I mean, you actually did some planning for today's episode. So should we share a quote today for our listeners to get them inspired overall about learning English?
Sure, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
So the quote is by Seth Golden. Wow.
Golden.
Seth Godin.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And he says, if failure is not an option, then neither is success.
Ooh. Okay. So when I thought of this quote, I thought about our listeners and our core concept, our core belief of connection, not perfection. You know, this idea that failure is okay, right? We want to keep that in mind, guys, when you're learning English, because if you go into an interaction thinking, I can't fail, I can't fail, I can't fail, then you'll never be able to succeed. Why, Michelle? Why is that?
Because you won't say anything.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mostly. Yeah. You're just going to, you know, shut down. And, you know, I think it's just so much better to speak and, you know, okay, so if what's the worst thing that can possibly happen, you know? So, but if you don't say anything at all, or you just get too nervous, you're definitely not going to succeed.
Exactly, Michelle. So on that note, Michelle, today you thought of the idea for today's 1000th episode of doing 10 takeaways for our listeners that have come out of the first 1000 episodes, like 10 core things that our listeners can keep in mind when they're learning English and also in life, right? This is not just about English. This show is also about living a better life and being happier.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes, that's what we want for you guys. And, you know, who doesn't want that?
Exactly. So let's dive into it. Like, let's just go for it, guys. So today we have 10 takeaways for you from the first 1000 episodes. So what is number one? Well, let's get the first one out of the way because it's the most important one.
Yes. Well, of course, where would we be without connection, not perfection?
Exactly. But what is connection? Let's like dig into this just for a minute, Michelle, just to make sure that our listeners know what we're talking about here. Because we say that phrase all the time. But what is connection in our definition here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, connection is when, you know, you really have a moment with someone. You have a shared smile or a laugh, or, you know, you tell a story to someone, they just really, really get it. Or you tell a funny joke and they laugh, right? What else, Lindsay?
Or being there to support someone, right? Maybe if they've lost someone, we've done episodes on all of these topics, right? We dig into each of these connection topics all the time on this show, guys, and go back into our back catalog, the first 1000 episodes, getting to know someone for the first time, first impressions, or even if you are giving a speech, right? Connection in that situation would be moving the audience in the direction you want to move them in, right? Making them feel something. Okay. So it's not just one-to-one connections. It's also, you know, depending on the context, right?
For sure. Exactly. Yeah. So connection is so huge, guys.
Exactly. So what do we always want to keep in mind how do we do this? Like, how do we actually do this?
Yeah. I mean, you always want to find a way to connect with the person or the people that you're talking to, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you always want to just keep this in mind. And, you know, is I think probably almost the primary thing, even in conversations, right? That's what all of this is about, because some people might misunderstand this phrase and think that we're saying that it doesn't matter if you speak correctly or not, right?
Exactly. So that's what we want to make sure people are clear about. You know, I think maybe some teachers might glance at this and think, oh no, like they don't care about being correct. They don't care about grammar. That's not the case, right? There's nothing wrong, guys, with trying to learn grammar, learn pronunciation, and to be correct. You should strive to be correct. The problem starts when, Michelle? When does the problem come in?
Okay. Well, the problem is when you let your mistakes block the connection. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a conversation or any moment, right? It's more important to connect, we think, than to be perfect or to be correct. I mean, again, go for it. Be as correct as possible, but don't let it just get in your way where you end up just kind of freezing
or not starting that conversation.
Right.
Or when you hear yourself make a mistake, dropping eye contact, right? Because that's where the connection gets lost. It's not when you make that mistake, right? Because we think it's when we make the mistake, but it's actually what we do before and after that breaks that connection. And then we end up being isolated and lonely.
Right. And we don't want that.
No. All right. I feel like we've nailed that one. So that's number one, guys. So Michelle, what would be the second one? The second takeaway of the 1000 episodes?
The second one is to just enjoy learning and find ways to do so, right? So what do we mean by that, Lindsay?
So this idea of not sitting in a room by yourself with a textbook, right? This, you know, this show is the opposite of that. We want to give you real English to get out there, right? To be listening. And also some of the programs that we love to host, like the Urban Adventures. And Michelle, that is coming up this weekend. We're recording this, guys, about a month in advance. So about 3 weeks in advance. So this weekend, we actually have the Urban Adventure in New York. Yes. And we are so excited.
Oh my gosh.
Because this is exactly the opposite of learning in isolation. This is bringing you guys into New York City, around New York City, and using the city as your language tool. Right?
Right. Oh my goodness. I am so excited.
And we've added some really new cool activities, some videotaping that we're going to do, some really cool ways to explore neighborhoods in Lower Manhattan and explore movie scenes in Upper Manhattan, Uptown, right? We have a lot of cool things going on.
Oh, so, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So very excited to meet our listeners who are coming this weekend. So that's the first, that's the second one. What about number three, Michelle? What would be the third takeaway?
The third takeaway is don't let fear hold you back, right? Mistakes, you know, this is kind of a little bit of what we were talking about mistakes are not what prevents connection, right?
Yeah.
It's important what you do when you're afraid of the mistakes that prevents the connection. Yeah.
Exactly. And so this is very similar to number one. So we sort of already touched on this, but it's about fear, right? Fear can be so paralyzing. I mean, you know that feeling, right, Michelle, when the adrenaline starts to pump through your veins and you feel, I get it before I make a speech sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. But what that is just energy. So if we can reroute that and think about that differently, it's just energy that will enable you to do what you need to do, whether it's give that speech or talk to that person, build that connection. You can channel that in the right direction, guys, instead of being like beholden to your fear.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For sure. Yeah. You know what? The weirdest thing is I think about like when I get scared before speaking, and I'm not afraid of public speaking. I tend to enjoy it in a weird way. Like I'm one of those strange people. But whenever I'm in a situation where like I'm in a new class or they tell you to go around the room and introduce yourself, for some reason, as it gets closer and closer to me, I get like really, really nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's like the easiest, you know, thing just to say, hi, I'm Michelle, blah, 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 blah. But that's like, I don't know, the weirdest
thing. That's interesting. So, do you think that's because when you give a speech, you're like on stage, so you're kind of physically on a different level? So like the expectation is that you're going to talk. So, but whereas if you're in a class, it's kind of like you're on the same physical level. Same plane as everyone else?
It also might be something about like the timing. Like you only have really like a few, like a minute or less for an introduction. And it's like, oh, you want to like give a good introduction. You might want to say something funny. And like, what are you going to say? And I always, without fail, like say something ridiculous.
Do you? So,
I don't know. I feel like it. I always try and like do like this like awkward, like a joke or like, and then I like awkwardly laugh at myself. And it just, so I think that's like, I feel that way about it. So anyway, these are enough of my problems. Sorry.
Oh, guys. Michelle, that's all right. That's okay. You know, I resonate with that as well, because when I was in graduate school, I feel like I spent my entire two years in graduate school with sweaty palms the entire 2 years because I mean, yeah, I spent a lot of time feeling that way too in class. There was a lot of just that popcorn style of sharing in a small graduate school class, maybe 15 people in the class going around talking about the studies we had read. And I was quite insecure about speaking up in the classes. It was weird.
Oh my gosh. I know. I get that way too. And again, public speaking, fine. But I remember in college, I was so nervous to speak in class. I like went to talk about it with the teacher. And like, I studied theater, right? So like, you wouldn't doesn't think that I'm a person, you know, and these were like theater classes. Well, it was more like a playwriting type class and we would discuss plays and whatever. And I don't know. I just remember that particular class being like very scared to speak up. And so it's interesting how you can be nervous about speaking in different settings.
Yeah, that's really interesting. But I mean, overall, guys, the takeaway here, number three, is don't let that fear hold you back. Like Michelle and I have both worked through it, right? We've worked through this. I'm not saying that we've completely overcome it, but we are a work in progress, right? We acknowledge that we have those fears, and so we're working through them. So that's the key point here, guys. So Michelle, let's keep going, shall we?
All right.
What's number four?
Number four is hold your space and share yourself.
Oh, now this reminds me of some episodes that we've talked about, how just recently on the show, we were talking about the importance of saying a little something more about yourself, right? Don't just pass it on to the next person, because what people like to grab onto, what makes people like kind of fall in love with you or get to know you, is knowing about you, is when you share things and you act vulnerable. Right, you share something about your thoughts or your life. Remember when we talked about that a few weeks ago?
I do. I remember that, because we're talking, I think, about sharing culture. You should seek out those opportunities to not only listen, but to share about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm trying to pull up the episode for that. That was just this week. So guys, so sharing your culture, that was episode 983. You can go back to that. All right. So yeah, just hold your space. Hold your space. Yes. Say a little something more. Don't just respond quickly when you're speaking in a group and pass it on to the next person. Hold that space. Extend the thought. And, you know, it also gestures to people that you have confidence in yourself. Okay. Right. I love that. Yeah.
Definitely. Great.
And number five, Michelle, you had this idea.
Oh, this was mine.
This was yours.
I can't remember anymore. Language and culture are so intertwined, and you cannot learn one without the other. Did I say that?
I think so. You must have. Yeah, I must have.
It sounds like me. I guess so. Yeah. Well, I believe it. I think that's true. I really feel that, you know, part of this show is, you know, not just talking about like grammatical structures, but how you use them, why you use them, where certain phrases come from, how, like, what it says about our culture. I mean, I think about like the episodes we've done on like gun idioms, not to bring that up, but like, you know, what that says about American culture, that we have so many phrases like that. And, you know, thinking about English in a different way through the lens of culture, but not just like grammar and vocabulary.
Exactly, Michelle. That's perfect. Yeah. I mean, that's it right there, guys. We always try to intertwine this. And if you go to the iOS app, if you listen inside the iOS app, it's super easy to search for themes and topics within All Ears English. Okay. So if you're using the app, or you could download it, you could go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses, download it, and then type culture in the top search bar. And you'll get, I just did it. I'm getting like a lot of episodes, maybe 50 different episodes that have culture just in the topic or the title. So you guys can go ahead and do that. So good.
Awesome. All right. Okay, great.
And number six is find ways to continue conversations. We've done episodes on this. Like we talked about how to make a comment about someone's fashion and how that's just a lead-in, right, to actually continuing the conversation, or the weather. We've talked about how to start a conversation with the topic of the weather. And then it doesn't mean the whole conversation is about the weather. It means that's the way to get in.
Right. Exactly. Or we've talked about, I think recently we did an episode about compliments and how if you give someone a compliment, like you should really continue that conversation instead of just saying thank you, right?
Yes. I love that. So find ways to continue conversations, guys. That is number six. And what's number seven?
Number seven is add personality and flavor to your language. So what do we mean by that, Lindsay?
Oh my God, we love to talk about this. We love to help you guys out, because make it yours. Make the language yours. You know, our philosophy is that there's not always a right or a wrong, even though technically there is, of course. But when it comes to the language that you choose to use, you can make it your own. Express your personality. Don't be boring. Above all, just don't be boring. Add flavor and color.
Right. This is about learning, like, there might be 50 different ways to say the same thing, but there might be subtle differences that we try and talk about on the show that can make you sound one way or another. So, you know, picking and choosing these ways to speak can really reflect your personality. And those can be the ways that you can showcase who you are in a different language.
I mean, you and I have talked about on the show, sometimes we'll teach a phrase and you'll say, I say this all the time. I'll say, I never say this.
Right.
And that's about our own personal, like, language cultures. Everyone has their own set of language choices for whatever reason. And you guys can do that. That's where you guys are at your level. That's where you can get. So that's inspiring. That's when language learning becomes more like art. In my mind.
Right. Oh, it's so true. It's all about choice and, you know, personality.
Yeah. So get excited about that. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. What about number eight, Michelle?
Number eight is stand tall, chest open and stand proud. You know, you got to be proud and make eye contact. This is just about how you hold yourself, right? And this really matters. The confident, this is about really the body language, not just the words you say.
Oh, it's hugely important. And I know in some of our live events, we've worked with students just on this topic, right? How to project the voice, stand tall. And that actually can change a lot about your ability to connect, right? Because people judge you in seconds, half a second. When someone sees you for the first time, they make a judgment about you, what kind of person you are. That's just the way the human brain works. Everyone does that, right? So what can you do to give yourself the best chance of connection is, you know, have a good positive structure, the way you stand up, stand tall, chest open, proud, and eye contact. That's very cultural, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
But in American culture, at least, that's the culture we can speak about because that's what we know. It's important to do it, to hold it. Exactly. Really important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How about number nine?
Number nine is very important. Okay. And this happens with my students a lot, I feel, in the classroom, is when you feel like you've hit a plateau, keep going and realize you are improving all the time, whether you feel it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this happens. You're right, Michelle. This happens with your students, right? Because sometimes at the upper intermediate level, we can hit a real plateau. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can just feel like it's harder to see the improvement. Like I feel like it's a little bit easier to like feel a difference when you're in earlier levels. But as you get, you know, to a higher and higher level, it's like, I can't quite tell. And and sometimes I've had people, you know, they get frustrated like, oh, like, how do I keep improving? Like, I feel like I'm not, but you are. It's just in a smaller or in a different way.
Exactly. I love that. It's so important. And guys, it's okay if you don't notice it every day. The point is you are showing up every day and you're doing the work. And so you are improving. Exactly, Michelle. That's it.
Definitely. All right. So, number 10.
Number 10. I love this because this is more about how we go about learning, right? And this is have grit. What is grit, Michelle? What does that mean?
Oh, well, it's basically like to be like tough and persistent. I mean, it's a highly respected quality in American culture, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, because American culture has historically been all about kind of this concept of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, right? That's such a famous quote we have here. And kind of this individualism where we can do it yourself. I don't totally believe in that in every case. It takes a team. It takes a village, as they say. Right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
but personally, you know, as you guys are learning English, you make a choice to have grit. That means to stick to it. Right. Stick to it and, you know, put your head down and just do the work. You know, I think about a marathon runner at mile 20. What do they do at mile 20? Right. Have you ever run a marathon, Michelle?
Are you joking? You know the answer to that question. And so do our listeners.
I guess not. I thought maybe there was going to be a surprise or something. Say, oh, yeah. There was
I'm running two this weekend. No, I've never run a marathon.
Okay. All right. Well, at mile 20, I've never either, but I've heard that mile 20 is like the famous place where people hit the wall. Right. And so it's close to the end, but it's not close enough that you can just push through. So that's the point where you pull up your inner grit. Guys, and you know, what's the analogy for you guys as English learners? It's that point where maybe you feel like you're not improving what we just talked about, but you keep moving, you keep pushing, you keep challenging yourself.
Right. Definitely. So important. Yeah, you can do it. Keep going.
Yeah. All right. I think we can skip this next quote. And so that's it, Michelle. Those are the 10 takeaways. Guys, we want you to come back to the blog and type in episode 1000 and leave us your comments on these takeaways. Let us know what you think, which one resonates with you the most. Love it.
Yeah, love it. Okay, so exciting.
Yeah. So what's next for All Ears English, Michelle? We are on the other side now of 1,000. It's amazing, but we're going to keep going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, exciting things are coming up, right, Lindsay? Like this new Alexa skill.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle, do you have Alexa in your home, in your kitchen?
I do. She's sitting right.
Uh-oh.
Like
uh-oh.
10 feet away from me.
She might hear me then. She might perk up and start talking. Okay. So Alexa, we've been talking about this on the show. We had Tom, who was our Alexa developer on the show as a guest episode, actually.
Nice.
And we were talking about how our listeners can now access Alexa. They can listen to All Ears English if they're in the US or Japan through Alexa. So you guys can wake up and you can share All Ears English in the morning in the kitchen with your family. How cool, right?
Fun, fun, fun.
How cool. You don't need headphones. You don't need a computer anymore. So that is a really cool thing. And guys, also our iOS app is always being developed, always being improved. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get that app. And what about in 2019? Are we going to be traveling a little bit? What do you think?
Well, where was Japan in 2018? And I think that sounded like a great experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have any plans?
Well, we don't have anything firmed up yet, but I hope we do, right? So we're thinking about putting some stuff on the calendar. If you guys want us to come to your country, send me an email, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we'll see what we can arrange. We loved coming to Japan, meeting you guys. That was the coolest thing. But Michelle, what is not going to change in the next after 1,000? What is going to stay the same?
Well, guys, we're going to do 4 episodes a week, 4 days a week. We will be here to inspire you, to connect you, to help you get to your goals. And, you know, we're just going to keep on doing it because that's what we love. And, you know, we also just want to thank you. I mean, this is like, I don't think we would be at episode 1,000 if it weren't for all of you.
Exactly, Michelle. That's it. We want to thank our listeners, guys. We do this for you guys, and your feedback has been amazing, your reviews, and it's just such a cool feeling knowing that we can impact your day and help you guys in the smallest way. Just start the day feeling positive about life and about learning English.
Right. Oh my gosh, definitely. Well, thank you guys so much. And thank you to you, Lindsay. This has been a lot of fun so far.
Well, thank you, Michelle. And I'm really excited to keep podcasting together into 1,000, beyond 1,000, because I really enjoy working with you. So thank you so much.
Oh, well, this is such a sweet episode. Well, thank you to everyone. And here's to the next 1,000.
All right. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.